The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christy Matthews, and we just recorded something, that intro, 6 inches apart.
This is the first time we actually record a show together, yeah, in the same room at the same time.
Right. And it kind of feels like we're about to like break into summer Stop loving touching or something, me. Like a duet, because we're both holding
microphones.
Like, she's ready to be like, babe.
I got you, babe.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels very like loungy in here.
This is strange.
But you have headphones on, so can you hear us?
I can hear you. Sound good. I think I
can
sound
hear
fantastic.
You on like a echo?
No. Because this is,
but you have to have those.
This
on.
Is new equipment we just bought for our Nashville trip, which, by the way, y'all,
we're in Nashville.
Did I say that right? We're in Nashville. We got here last night, and this is the first interview. This is just weird that we're together
right
now.
I'll do a story while we're here once I.
We'll Instagram this shit. Any.
Yeah. So maybe you saw us.
We're maybe really you excited. Saw us when we were doing this.
Okay. So this is the first of our Nashville interviews, but it might not be the first that we're playing, but we're very excited to be here. And we have lined up with some awesome pros that we're going to be recording with while we're here. And the first one for us,
this is the best first one for us to do.
Yeah. Because
this is another crossover,
and we're with a peer in the podcasting world and also
in the wedding planning
world. Yeah, in wedding planning. And we've talked to other wedding planners before. Well, have we? Yeah, a couple.
No, have we?
Yes. I can't remember off the bat.
Oh, great. We're going to piss
we have,
off.
Oh, we have. Chicago.
Chicago! Yeah. Yes!
And
yes, so, yes, yes.
And we're like, we send over an outline and here's some questions, but really if you get...
You need to keep that close to you.
Closer. If well, we get three like, wedding planners in a room, you can like talk all day long about anything. So we'll try
we
to...
We got to be careful.
Yeah, we'll try to keep... I'll try to rein us in. Because I have this outline. It's like notes written down and
You've
stuff.
You've got a whole... Yeah. Bullet-pointed,
so,
small outline.
First, I can do our guest, Angela Profitz.
Yes!
Blurb. That's two Fs, two Ts. This is terrible, but every time I write
and
out your name, I do two Ls. I'm like, what Angela
what?
Has two Ls? And
no.
Then I have to erase and be like, you dummy, it's two Fs, two Ts. Okay, Angela Profitz.
She's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, so She's we had talked to somebody deal. Else who told us, you have to talk to Angela if you're in Nashville, because she's who... like the top of the top Nashville clients are going to.
Mm.
So we looked that up and I'll read your blurb now. Angela Profitz, and that's Angela Profitz LLC. That's the name of the business, is a celebrity wedding and event planner, entrepreneur, and productivity consultant. We need probably a little bit of that.
Yeah.
With over 16 years of experience within the events industry. She is committed to exceeding the expectations of her clients, and her passion for educating her audience. Her mantra is, you don't know what you don't know, which we've said a lot on the podcast, especially since we get questions now from listeners who are like, I think I have it all together, but listening to you guys makes me feel like I don't. And we're like, that's the opposite of what our podcast is supposed to do. Okay. Angela mixes her background in psychology and technology to plan and design for clients and businesses. She's been voted best event planner by Nashville Scene, highlighted as having the best business practices by Success Magazine, and appeared on ABC Family in the Job or No Job series and TLC's Extreme I Do's. We're going to ask you about that. Her extensive list of clientele has included Kelly Pickler, Hillary Scott of Lady Antebellum, Patrick Carney of the Black Keys, Jason Aldean, never heard of him, Eddie George, a former Tennessee Titans player, to name a few. And she currently serves as a consultant to growing businesses in the wedding industry. Angela delivers tools that enable industry professionals to best serve their clients and believes that everyone has the ability to change a couple's overall experience, for better or for worse, right?
Absolutely.
All you have to do is plan for it. So I will just side note here, Michelle doesn't really listen to country music. So when we were reading the blurb,
I did go through a phase in high school. Actually.
Yeah. But I was like Jason Aldean. And you were like, I don't. Good. I was like, he's
great. He's going to listen.
I was like, he's a pretty big deal right now. And Michelle like Googled him. And
I was on Instagram. Oh. I'm like, holy shit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Okay. So
sorry, all y'all, Jason. I'll give
Angela the microphone. But so that was a great blurb intro. But tell us, intro yourself, the real Angela.
Intro yourself.
And we want to hear like your origin story. Like, how you got here to what you're doing now. And, got it? Okay.
Yay. What's up, y'all?
Hey.
I'm a little country.
I love it.
So how did I get here? Like, honestly, the short version is I stopped trying to plan my life around what I thought it was supposed to be like. Which I was raised, you know, I had a mom and dad, a little brother and sister, and I thought that that's just what you were supposed to do. Like, you're supposed to go to college and then get married mm-hmm. and have two kids and two dogs and maybe a girl and a boy and a white picket fence and drive a Range Rover and work at the same place for 30 years to 9 to 5 and then go to the gym and go to church on Sunday and do it all again.
Yeah, like, what a job is. It's supposed to feel like a job. You don't have to love it. You don't have to be passionate about it. It's just a job.
Yep. And that's what I grew up with, was a very stable home environment. And so, you know, I did. I went to college, got a degree in psychology and healthcare, worked in mental health, worked at a morgue. Didn't know it was with dead people. It was because my friend worked there.
Did you work with the dead people?
I did. I cut
Did
the
you
dead
plan
people
funerals?
Open. We do. We plan celebration of life.
Oh my, you know that I always thought I could do that. I think I could be a funeral director.
Yeah.
It's the opposite kind of what we do, but it's very much
It's still a sensitive situation. It's still an event.
It's emotional.
Right. It's very weighted for the people.
Except you got to do it really, really fast.
Yeah. So weddings and celebration of life, they bring out the best and the worst in people. And having the background in healthcare, I worked in an AIDS clinic. What else did I do? I did a lot of different healthcare things.
Was that to try and see where you were going to like make your career?
Yeah. I mean, I really thought, well, first I love people and I love to help people. And so I thought, you know, I studied in school. Well, I went to school for nursing and then I went to give somebody a shot, like a live person post working at the morgue. And I'm like, oh, this isn't going to work. Like, I don't like needles. I can't, like, inflict pain on a living person. And I know that sounds weird, but when you stick needles in dead people, you know, it doesn't matter. but it just gives you a whole different perception of life when you're around those types of atmospheres. And then working with very mentally ill people, and you understand basically how to communicate with them. So a lot of the techniques and a lot of the psychology methodologies that I learned at a very young age, I use every day, like to this day. My family owned a venue on the Gulf Coast. My uncle did. And so I grew up around it, but I was never like, oh, I'm going to be in a wedding ever. I went to school in healthcare. My sister went to school. She was in healthcare. And then our parents, their friends' kids started to get married. They were very involved in the Catholic diocese. And they knew me and my sister knew how to decorate. So we just did it for fun for a couple years. We didn't charge anything. And we just did it at the home church. And then that started off, well, I'm not Catholic, but I'm getting married down the street. Can you come down there? And then that turned into, I'm not getting married in Nashville. I'm coming here, but can you come here? So with all of that, over years and years of just word of mouth, and social media did not exist then, my uncle's like, you should probably get insurance and a business license and like make it a business.
What year was this, did we say?
Oh my God, this was in 2003?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 16 years in the event. Yeah. And you don't look like... I mean, you look super young. So it, we're doing, I'm like, well, was she 12 when she started? And then
it's the same time I started my business, 2002.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's funny because my parents, they're like, you don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't lay in the tanning bed, you don't do this, you don't do that. And I'm really glad that I listen, because a lot of my friends now, they're in their late 30s, early 40s, their skin, and oh my God. But I'm also was around a lot of aesthetics in healthcare.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of friends. I still help plastic surgeons, and I planned the first Botox conference here in Nashville.
Did you really?
10 years ago with 800 women.
So you have
got a lot of free Botox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some helpful connections to keep up your youthful appearance.
Yes.
Very good. Okay. So all of that led to like, I'm doing these. I'm going to make it official.
Yeah. So for me, it's quite, there's one thing that happened. I'm not a quitter, and I actually loved having a stable job. I actually loved what I did at the hospital. For the last 5 years, I implemented EMR, which is electronic medical records. So that's where I learned how to be a technology geek and how paperless was very powerful. Mm-hmm. And just saved a lot of time. It's very productive. But no one in the wedding industry would listen to me. They all had their notebooks and their folders and their files.
Yes.
Ring binders were like it for a really long time.
A long
what
time.
Clients would have, and then also what plant, you'd have a binder for every, remember that?
Every client.
I still have a binder for my clients.
I have a folder like this because it's all on Google or all in the folders now. But
yeah.
Do you bring an iPad with you to your events? Do you have everything on your iPad?
Everything.
I need to transfer over to that.
Everything. And for me, some people are like, wow, you're really extreme. I'm like, but we live in this life like, oh, that'll never happen to me. And when I worked in mental health, we had several very successful CEOs that their places burned to the ground, or they had a hurricane and they lost everything. They didn't back anything up. And so it actually happened to me right before graduation. My computer got a virus. I lost everything. I didn't know what depression was. I worked with a lot of people who had it, but I mean, I cried for days and days, and I thought my life was so important back then. I'm like, I work in a mental hospital and teach gymnastics and that's it, and go to the gym. Whoa, but now it's like, it's almost like God was setting me up for like all these little things. I'm like, why are you doing this? Then my car was broken into, my planner was stolen the next week. So I learned very young, like what
Google Calendar, on the cloud.
Yep. And iCloud, like that didn't exist back then. Like floppy drives were the
everything
thing.
Was on your hard drive.
Yeah.
And you had to back up
every day.
It's like Carrie in Sex and the City when she had to take, remember she had to take the computer and he's like,
oh yeah.
So she's like, what's a motherboard? What's going? She lost everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So you were kind of like ringing the bell early on for people to get on board with this.
Yeah.
You feel like,
oh, well, and it's just, it's almost like a movie where people are like, you're lying. I'm like, no, this
it's
shit
not
really
that
happened.
Dire. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. No one would listen. And so what happened for me all in 2010, lots happened. So Kelly Pickler from American Idol.
Love her. She's so cute.
She's amazing. She's so
gorgeous.
Awesome. She's
I watched
inside
her
out and in. Yeah.
She was the second winner, right? Was she on the?
So she didn't win American Idol, but she was on season two.
Yeah, and she came close. She was the runner up, right?
She was
no fifth or she was in like top five or six. Oh. She said something about calamari, right? Like she was like, I don't know, we're in LA, and I think I ate a calamari last night, and everybody was like, oh my God, America's sweetheart.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got this like ditzy Southern thing
but
going
she's not
on.
Ditzy. No, she's smart girl.
And it was like in every interview, she was like, "I know you guys think I'm dumb, but just watch me."
Yep.
And then it was like top number one songs, and she's doing very well for herself.
She's so fun. But I didn't know. I don't watch TV, so I didn't know who she was. And so they were filming a show on TLC about their wedding, and she's like, "Hey, we need you to sign all this paperwork and come on the road with us, and basically the next 6 weeks or so of your life will be diving into them in this show." And in my head, I'm like, "Oh wait, time out! Like I have a whole other life." Like,
was that the thing that catapulted you to the next level?
Well, I had to make a
wedding
choice.
Planning.
Yeah, I mean, I had to choose, and I didn't tell anybody. I sat in a bathroom. She called me. I was doing an 800 person Indian wedding in Bowling Green, Kentucky. At the Corvette Museum. I'll never forget it.
What? That's so random.
Uh-huh. And she called, and it had been a month. Like, I hadn't heard anything, but like, I don't care. It's like, if it's meant to be, great. If not, no big deal. She calls me on a Saturday night and she's like, "I just wanted to let you know that we're so sorry it took so long, but we've made some decisions." So she sounded like really sad.
Like she wasn't going to have
Correct.
You plan it.
Like she was about to say, "I just want to let you know that like we're going with someone else." And she goes, "So I just wanted to let you know that we wouldn't want any other planner but you to do this." And so I was like, "Oh my God, that's awesome." And she's like, "Colin, I love that you don't care who people are and like you really care about the couple and you use psychology and technology and the show loves you.
Which we want to talk about this.
Yeah. And so that I sat down on the floor in Bowling Green and I'm like, oh, I think I'm going to have to like quit like my healthcare stuff. Right. So I went in on Monday and I'm like, here's all my files. And he's like, what's wrong with you? Did you hit your head? You're a highest performer. Like, I don't understand. And then my parents, I told them, and they're like, are you on drugs?
Like, it's like a crossroads.
Yeah. Like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I can't talk about it. Like, I'll get sued. Like, don't talk. Don't. So I really just kind of like disappeared for a little bit.
Because you signed
an NDA.
Non-disclosure. And then she has to. Yeah. Yep. People are like, maybe she's a spy.
And I didn't tell anybody anything. And then
you left.
I left.
They didn't know where you were.
No. We were filming. And so a week before we were supposed to start like getting it all together to execute the actual wedding for the show, 2 days before Thanksgiving to be exact, she's like, we don't want to do this anymore. We can't do this. Like, this isn't us, which I knew it wasn't. You know, it started out fun, but then it's like when they're telling you what to do and what
TV
to say, it's like,
a lot
F
on
that.
Top of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I knew it. She's like, you're going to be so mad at me. I'm like, actually, Kelly, I'm really proud of you because I don't give a shit about being on TV and I know you don't either. This is about you starting a love and a life and your marriage with your best friend and I will help you do whatever you want. And she's like, I think she was shocked. And then my parents were like, does she know that you... Like, and I'm like, that doesn't matter. That's not what the big picture is. So that picture right up there is Kelly and Kyle at Jumbie Bay.
That's beautiful.
And so they wanted me to find a private island. I'm like, private island? What the hell's that? What? Does that exist?
Fully canceled.
We fully canceled.
But they canceled the show.
Canceled the show.
That's, I mean.
Yeah, but it's okay. I mean, this was 8-9 years ago.
Yeah.
But again, they did it for the right reasons. And me and the photographer and the video and the two of them flew to Antigua. Thank God I had networked with people and I was like, I can't tell you anything, but can you find us a villa on a private island? So we ended up going to this little place in Antigua, which is funny. I'm actually going there in a week. I still work with them every year. I do weddings there. I help them each year with their consulting. So I'll be helping them content creation for next year.
That is so cool.
Yes, I still have a relationship.
What doors Kelly Pickler opened
for
you?
Oh, my God.
You?
Yeah, but it really does go to that, like, everything happens for
it
a reason
does.
Kind of.
It
but
does.
Not just for
I
your
still get chills.
Business, but it, like, we can't roll our eyes at saying, like, oh, Kelly, you're so brave that because they had money, which is mm-hmm. a luxury that you can cancel a that's something you've spent a ton of money on and then do something else really cool and beautiful. But it actually is kind of brave
yeah.
because like how often do we get ourselves in situations where we're like, oh, this is not even just weddings, but anything where like this is spiraled into something that I don't like anymore. I don't feel comfortable with. It doesn't speak to me anymore. It's not personal, but you women, a lot of times we do it anyway, mm-hmm. just because we want to be polite or it's like, we don't want to inconvenience people or like, oh, I've already said I would. And I mean, for her to like bite the bullet and actually really yank something.
I so respect her.
It's a really big deal, I think.
Yeah. We're still great friends till today. Now she is a daytime talk show host and it's actually filmed here. It's called Pickler and Ben in Nashville. And we still do all of their parties and her co-host baby shower. And anytime our band members have babies, we, you know, end up doing the baby shower for them. So it's still, you know, a long-term relationship. So I like most of our families we work with, the entry point is a wedding, but then we end up being that life cycle planner for life for whatever they're doing. And then after all that, still in 2010, our town flooded. Like the whole town flooded and our vendors lost everything. Houses were underwater. Venues were underwater. Downtown where you guys, you know, have been hanging. Everything was underwater.
Oh,
and
my God.
So I personally didn't lose anything. We had a little damage here, roof damage, because I'm in a pretty historic building currently.
Yeah, it's a beautiful building.
It's nuns used to live here. It was a convent. There's fun history.
That's what all the rooms are. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, I wonder what this used to be.
Yeah. Fun history.
Yeah.
But that was the turning point of also catapulting into a productivity coach where vendors were like, okay, what's this drop thing and this Google thing? Like, they had to suffer a tragedy in right. order to actually listen to change. I was fine. All of my stuff was backed up. I'm psycho. So not only do we use Google Drive and Dropbox, we also have Carbonite that backs everything up. You know, so knock on wood, I can say that, you know, I've had crazy things happen to our electronics. I've had a computer stolen. I've had people that I consult and with, and they're like, oh my God, I spilled a beer on my computer last night. But because of you, like, I didn't lose anything. I went to my husband's computer and used it. So it's just, we kind of live in this world of it'll never happen to me. But until it does, it sucks that we have to suffer a really hard lesson mm-hmm. to learn, okay, we need change. And now it's like all of our interns that come in, they're like, how did they come in with their cute little monogram planner? Cause that's like the Southern thing to do. And I'm like, oh no, no, don't bring paper in here. Like, we're going to teach you the efficient way to do things and you're going to be productive and follow suit the same way we do. So,
and it's a hard learning curve. Mm-hmm. I feel like even with any consulting, but like mm-hmm. once you do it, everything else that you can build on top of it. Yeah. I wonder what could you say to, like, our listeners are mostly, we think we have an idea, mostly people planning their weddings
yeah.
and probably the majority are brides, but
there are some wedding professionals that listen. Yeah.
But what could, like, from a client's perspective with wedding planning, you're signing contracts, you're giving deposits. Yep. Sometimes you pay way up front.
Yep.
Just to like jump into the technology bit of how you work
totally.
With clients.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you're working with Angela Profit, everything's backed up, all the correspondence. Mm-hmm. But if you're not, what's like your number one? Like
yep.
just upload everything to Dropbox?
Well,
you could do
so
one thing.
We have a few rule of thumbs. And so the whole point of using Dropbox and Google Drive was to decrease your email and not have to search for it. So we actually use both, but for very different reasons. And so for Dropbox, we just think of things like, just think of moving a quote just to drop it in there, meaning you can't edit it. You're not going to do anything with it. And then we have a naming mechanism so you can find your stuff. You know, it's like when you have to go through all these emails. So, you know, if you're interviewing caterers or DJs or venues, make a folder just like you would a file folder, you know, treat Dropbox. That's where people are like, I hate Dropbox. I can't find my stuff. I'm like, that's because you don't take 2 seconds and name it.
Yeah.
You've got to name it. So, and then we use Google Drive for something very different. It's organized the same because everything's organized by date and vendor. However, it's when we share things, because we share, every client gets a Dropbox, every client gets a Word and an Excel document that's on their Google Drive folder. So anything we're constantly editing that we're sharing and there's real live updates, that's all on Google Drive.
Are you using actual Microsoft Word and Excel, or are you using Sheets and Google Docs?
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for clarifying. So we have the programs on our computers, but the girls are not allowed to ever open those. You always go to Google Drive to open up Sheets or Docs and you start your document from there. And then if anything ever happens, then it's all backed up. And little fun fact, on your phone, on Google Drive, if you're going to get on a plane or you're in, I mean, I work in a lot of fields here in BFE.
Yeah.
And so you can give all of your documents access.
To work offline.
Yes. And then if something were to happen,
yeah.
the only thing that you're losing is what you're working when you're offline. But you have to potty train your brain to do it for every single document.
I like you to potty train your brain.
This I can tell just listening to you or like watching you talk about this, that this tech stuff
I'll
like,
show you.
turns you on, kind of.
Oh, my God. It's my favorite thing.
So it's like your eyes light up when it's talking about Google Files and when you're sharing that with your assistants or interns or
yep.
whoever's working with you. But then also when you're talking to pros like us that pay to be consulted by you. But it applies to people planning their weddings because it's just like best practices.
Okay.
Make sure you're uploading the documents that you need to review and make sure you're sharing anything that needs to be changed in
so
live
for instant,
time.
Yes. So like your guest list and your budget.
Your catering proposal.
Everything. Like your guest list for sure, because you want to monitor your RSVPs later. It should be on a sheet, like, so you can share it. You don't want to be emailing files back and forth, and you definitely don't want to be using
copying
post-it notes.
Pasting. Yeah.
Yes. Like I was going to show you guys. So like each of our clients, like we name everything by date. And then for example, like you
don't
can.
Have a folder for each of them though.
Because so in Google Drive, they just each have two documents and they're just in order by date.
And then we share it. Updating those two documents.
Yeah, constantly. Right. And then I'll show you Dropbox. But as a bride, the other really, really big thing is like, you know, making a budget spreadsheet and then going in here and putting in like your proposals and your deposits, your retainers. Everything is in here. And we even had to make a payment notes line because some of our clients, they're crazy with their credit card points and they want free shit. So they're like, okay, so here's 5 cards and put this much on this. And so we say card ending in. We have clients that text their credit card statements and they're like, is this right? And it's like, well, you have access to your budget, but we'll check it for you. So depending on the personality, so we use True Colors, which is the personality methodology that we use to profile our clients. So if you're gold, you're super type A, you like to be accountable. Our gold brides are in here every day. Like they're obsessed. Like they love this stuff. Our orange people, which I'm very orange, very entrepreneurial, like have to do something different every day. Like I know how to do order because I had to do it in healthcare in order for the insurance companies to pay our patient bills. But this is not fun to me. So I outsource and pay other people to oversee this, but I did it for a long time by myself. So I built the process and then I teach the people how to do it. And then green brides, they don't really hire planners because they do a lot of research and they think they're all about numbers and deals. And it's like, we work with quality. We're all about quality over quantity. And then blue brides are very sensitive. And so if I tell them to go in here and do something, they'll do it, but they might not really want to. Like they'd rather me do it because I don't want to mess it up.
Yeah. And you're, and I'm scared or I'm taking offense to the fact that you're asking me to do. Wait, do you do this personality test before you work with them or after they've signed a contract?
So another little fun tidbit.
Yeah, when, this is the psychology.
Yep. When you fill out our form online, we ask very specific questions, and the way you answer those questions, it tells me what personality you are.
Did you come up with that?
No.
Okay, so it's based on something that spoke to you. You were like, this makes sense.
And when I worked in
that's so interesting.
Yeah, when I worked in the psych ward, we did 32 assessments, and this one was the only one where people loved it. And the main reason is when you're suffering a tragedy, your brain doesn't process like normal. So this particular one is all with colors and pictures. So you don't have to read and analytically and retain what you're reading to spit out an answer. So there's no process. It's all visual. So based on how people see things visually and process information, I customize the message based on how they need to hear it.
So the test itself is kind of fun.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
But then the results are what you need to know for how to work with them.
Yeah.
You need to grab the microphone when you're going to talk because I'm not.
But that makes sense. So, because we could take the test.
Yeah.
Anybody could take
the
test.
I do with everyone.
Yeah. And it's fun.
Everyone.
And but then afterwards, like the results that come up, I could read the results and be like, oh, okay, that, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you might read the exact same results and be like, oh, see that right there? That means she's not going to respond well to last minute changes. Okay. Or so it kind of dictates like what kind of kid gloves you work with
100%
clients for.
Yep.
Oh, that is so interesting.
Yeah. So our whole life, my whole life, ever since I used True Colors, in fact, I wrote a book for the industry years ago and they contacted me and threatened to sue me because they're like, you can't do that. You have to be a certified facilitator if you're going to do this. I'm like, well, shit, I didn't know.
Is it online?
It is, but I paid the $5,000 and I went to their university to get certified. And it's actually one of the most favorite things I've ever done.
True Colors.
True Colors.
Okay.
Because now
I just want to like, I'll include
it.
Some kind of link.
Yeah. Yeah. True Colors International. It's a company. They've been around since 1978. They're very prominent in healthcare, but they do all kinds of industries. I mean, we've worked with them through Google, Girl Scouts, the military, Boeing, like really
knowing
big brands.
Knowing the results drive
results.
The technique that you're going to use to work with them for the best outcome.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's one big thing that sets us apart. And because I've been doing it for so long, people are like, oh my God, you're psychic, but not really.
Right, it's kind of mystical.
I mean, I have their Pinterest ID prior to meeting them, and based on how their Pinterest is completely organized, I know what color they are.
So you're not looking at like what they're pinning so much as how
the pattern
gone about pinning them.
Yes, okay. The pattern.
Yeah, I
get so,
that. Some people, it's like really random or they have clever names, but it wouldn't make sense if you had to search for an image. And other people, it's like by shade of color.
Yep. So like type A girls, they're in folders. They're very organized. They typically have easy patterns. They're more traditional.
That would be a gold.
That would be a gold. Blue, you're going to see a lot of dogs, animals, quotes, poems, walks on the beach, honeymoon things, love notes, very personable things.
The kind of quotes that like...
Love quotes.
Inspire you in the morning.
Some of them I'm like, dear God, this is not real life. Like, okay. You're going to have a hard time.
You'll see.
Growing up, yeah. And then green people, they typically are all about, you'll see a lot of DIY and a lot of analytical things. It's like this or that, a lot of comparisons.
To solve a problem.
Yep.
Okay, so just putting this in a box,
mm-hmm.
between an initial email, whatever, they fill out a form, mm-hmm. on your website, this survey or test, the mm-hmm. color test,
mm-hmm.
and then also you looking at their Pinterest board,
mm-hmm.
that's before you would ever meet them face to face to talk about actual packages and money.
Oh yeah. And we,
so that you talk to them in that conversation in a specific
way. This is like what Tony Robbins teaches.
Yeah, I love Tony.
We used to
have the same branding manager.
Oh really?
Yeah.
At a gym I work at, my boss pays for one of Tony's people to do sessions with us.
Yeah.
And we did like the whole, his whole, I think it's drive or his personality test thing.
Yeah.
And it was fascinating.
Because the point, and I don't know that much about it, but isn't the point kind of like dealing with people in their, like tapping into their energy and 100%. Way of thinking so that mm-hmm. you're almost like a chameleon.
You're actually a good fit. Like you're making sure you're a good fit.
We only work with one type of client. So that's why we pre-qualify people.
Is that the
now?
Gold people?
Mm-mm. No, they're orange people.
You work with, so you will turn them down if they're not orange, or if there's one color where you're like, we are not going to be a good fit.
Well,
here's who I recommend you work with.
I don't even do that.
I'm just. What do you say though? What do you say?
Typically now because I do so many speaking engagements and education.
You don't have
podcasts,
a lot of time. Yeah.
I don't. And so, you know, you kind of have to pick and choose. But because I have worked my butt off to educate our market on the type of people that we serve, we really don't have to go through the qualifications too much because everyone that comes to us now, it's really through a referral, through word of mouth. Mm. We've worked with their family. We've worked at that venue and they know the expectation. They know that we create an experience all around psychology and we use technology. 95% of our clients do not live in Nashville anymore.
Oh, wow.
And so they need that security blanket of people who are here to oversee.
Did Kelly have to take the personality test? This is before, before you were doing it.
This is
what
before
do you think she is,
it.
Though? Do you?
Oh, she's orange. She's
oh,
totally
she's totally orange.
Yeah, okay. She's totally orange.
I want to take this personality test.
I wish
test.
I had a book. They're all like literally packed up because
damn
I
it.
Was packing for a retreat that I wanted to
take. Is it on your website? Is it on your...
It's not. Oh. And you can only get the books from a certified facilitator, but I can mail you guys some.
I want to take it.
And when they said you can't be out there doing this and like using this without...
Without being... Well,
certified.
Nothing. I just said, I was like, here's the money. When's the next class?
Oh,
and they're
okay.
like, oh, it's in Atlanta in 3 weeks.
Okay,
so
you did it.
Oh,
you're a practitioner
Yes, I was pissed at first. I was like, this is so stupid. And then I got there. My whole class... In fact, like to this day, my trainer, my True Colors trainer, Barry White is his name. He just sent me an email the other day. Because he's on my email list and he's like, Angela, I got your 5 puzzle pieces to the business. And he's like, this is just amazing. Because for brides, we actually redid and rewrote it to where we call it Gems. So it's called Gems Unveiled. And so it's a little mini book. And so if you're around gem, like a diamond, you know, most girls get diamonds these days.
Oh,
if they're getting...
Gems
Unveiled.
Yeah.
And since my podcast is Weddings Unveiled, it's like I'm unveiling the truth of your true personality. Mm-hmm. And let me just tell you, for all you people listening, you're not going to change each other and the way that you're wired. You were born a certain way. Now, when I was in healthcare, I had to be gold. I was happy. I was okay. But until I turned like 30 and I only got into doing design and different things and traveling, and I was like, I'm so happy. This is me.
You're orange.
Yes, I'm very orange.
Now, we, you know, this is like a genetically modified relationship a little bit, kind of, right? So like maybe people should be taking this test before they get married.
Oh, 100%. I think because here's the thing. In first marriages, opposites attract. And
in first marriages, first is that what marriages, you said?
Yes, we've had a few repeats. Not embarrassed to say it. So in first marriages, opposites attract, which I wish I had more time because I could go all into it. Maybe we'll have to do a follow-up and I could like go through the assessment more because it really does help people. And then usually in second or third marriages or relationships, people want to be the same color because you don't have to work as hard to respect each other's feelings.
Yeah, and if they align.
Yeah. In fact, myself, personally, I don't think I will ever get married. I just don't like to be tied down.
As a wedding planner, is never going to get married.
That's right.
That's okay.
I don't like
you long. Don't need to be married to be a wedding planner.
No, you don't. And so people are like, you're a wedding planner, you're not married. I'm like,
weddings
no,
and marriage are
I really don't even
totally
believe in
totally different things.
I'm like, it should be like a car lease, you know? It's like, let's just see.
Try it out for 3 years.
Yes, exactly.
And then we can decide if we want to up the lease or not.
I totally feel that way.
Yeah.
Or buy the car.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Or junk it.
And people change. Like people are crazy. And like you know, good and not so good. And so I just don't want to be like in a box where it's like, this is what I got to do for the rest of my life. Like, no way. So knowing like now, like the guy I dated for a long time, we're both orange. It's like, I know that I have to date like an entrepreneur or someone who's flexible and someone who doesn't get mad if I'm late or, you know, get upset. And like gold people, they're very rigid and, you know, it's all about respecting time and, you know, so people who are super gold, which is my right hand. I mean, she's very gold. That's why exactly I hired her.
Amanda.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She is very, you know, keeps me in line. So we hire people that are not like me.
Us. Uh-huh.
So that it all four cycles are made up, which makes the company whole.
Yeah. A rainbow.
It is.
Yeah. But you, totally. I mean, they smart people, smart super successful people said that they're only that successful because they surrounded themselves with not yes men, surrounded themselves with people that are smarter than them
yep.
and also more specified yep. in their skill set and their yep. knowledge. So that when you say like, who here knows about, you always have somebody in the room who's like, that'd be me.
Yep.
I'm your person. Or yep. somebody to tell you, I don't know if this is going to work.
Yep.
And here's why. So having that,
challenge.
Like having that in your marriage is great. Having that as part of your wedding planning team,
mm-hmm.
it's almost like an insurance policy for people that 100%. Hire you, that they know that you have thought about
mm-hmm.
not just the best ways to work with them, but the best ways for you to get work done within your team.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle and I are both like one woman shows with our businesses.
Yeah.
And for the you know, for a really long time, we still both have young kids and our wedding planning is like next to our husband's careers and
yep.
our kids' lives. But as they get older, we both know like, okay, something's going to have to shift that we're able to put more time and energy
yeah.
so we can be more conscious about not just how we plan the weddings, but actually like what you've done is laid the groundwork
mm-hmm.
to know who to work with and who not to work with, mm-hmm. right? We talk about red flags with like potential clients, but I mean, neither one of us has like a vetting system
yeah.
like
I
this.
Want one now.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. this is,
I mean, this is like not wasting your time. Like, cause how many proposals do you send out? How many prospective clients do you talk to and spend like 45 minutes on the phone with them and talking this, that, and that? It went really well.
Yeah, but
it doesn't book. And if it did book, maybe you shouldn't be working yeah. with them.
Yeah.
But you also like, you worked really hard to get there.
Oh yeah.
So that
it took a long time.
You
yeah.
are in a place where you can
yeah.
quote turn down business at this
yeah.
point because you know you're
yeah.
you have plenty going on.
Yes. We have other lots of other sources
projects.
Of revenue and
okay,
projects
yes.
and About 4 years ago, I would say, my dad got cancer and my sister got ALS. And it was like, you know, we have a super, super close family. Oh my and, God. You know, it's like all in 1 year. Things were going great for about 4 years. And then in 2014, it was like, okay, you can't work 24/7, Angela. Like, you got to spend time with your dad yes. and you've got to spend time your with family. Your sister and the yeah. kids. And she has four little ones. And so, I had to learn how to make money, sharing my knowledge. And that's when I learned all about automation. And I was the girl, I'm like, I can never automate this. This is such a personal thing.
Yeah.
But there are so many things that you can actually automate and actually save a shit ton of money on the business side.
We need to interrupt this episode for our new sponsor.
What new sponsor?
We got a new one. It's a good one. It's a good one. They are good. What is the name of this sponsor, Christy?
Care of. It is a monthly subscription vitamin service. Care, C-A-R-E, of, O-F. Personalized vitamin and supplement packs delivered to your door.
So the website is takecareof.com. You guys, this is a really good way to implement something new for 2019, and that is your health goals. And it's so easy.
Some resolutions we all have, or intentions, as I said last episode. We're doing something good, and do something good for your health in 2019. Care of makes it easy to stick to your health-related resolutions. And I say that now I've experienced it, and I did throw 8 or 9 of these little customized packets into my suitcase when I went home to Texas for Christmas, and it was so
They're
nice.
They're so cute, too.
Yeah, it was just nice to be able to, like, not have to sort things out or remember 45 different bottles, so I am a believer.
Okay, so check it out. Super easy. You go to takecareof.com, and we do have a promo code. But what is really cool about this is there is an online quiz. It takes you, like, 5 minutes. It asks you really good questions, and based on your answers, they send you personalized vitamin packets. For example, my priorities were my digestion. Guys, I'm going to be honest here, TMI, I don't poop enough, okay? So, you know, they sent me a probiotic blend. Bone health, I have a family history of bone issues. These are questions in the quiz. Brain, do I have trouble focusing? Am I concerned about short-term memory? You guys, I forget words all the time. Words that are easy words. Like, I forget them all the time. Energy, do I feel burnt out or fatigued? Or, you know, that afternoon slump when you're like, I need coffee at like 3 or 4.
Totally.
Family history of heart problems. All of these things are asked in the online quiz. I have this really, listen to this. See this? This is a really cute little packet that says, hi, Michelle. And inside of each individual sealed packets are my vitamins for the day. I have 9.
Oh my gosh.
How many do you have?
3.
It's because you're young.
I didn't put enough information, I guess, in the quiz. I put the big stuff. You lied on the quiz. I didn't. Why would I lie? I have 3 vitamins and I take them every day and I enjoy the convenience of the little packet as well.
And that was a big deal for Christy.
Yeah.
That was a big deal for you to do.
It is, because if it's not easy and convenient, I just won't do it, damn it. Also, there's vegan and vegetarian supplement options available to match your needs. So think about that.
So you don't have to go online and be like, what vitamins should I buy? I had so many bottles of vitamins in my house, Christy, because I'm like, I think I need this. I think I need that. No guesswork here, people. Take the online quiz. Get it all sent off to your door. The packaging is fantastic. I love their branding. And each package says something like, today's quote, there are 2 ways of spreading light, to be the candle or the mirror that reflects it, by Edith Wharton. Ooh. This is an awesome company. We believe in it. We're using it. We're into it. Experience it for yourself. They are offering, Care of is offering 50% off to you guys for the month of January only, okay? This is good through January 31st. So go to takecareof.com and your promo code is BIGWEDDING50.
Big Wedding 50 for 50% off, you guys. It's a great savings. We want you to be healthy. And going into this 2019, this is an easy way of doing it. Thank you so much to Care Of.
There's two more things I want to say before we move on. So brads or grooms or couples listening, two more things that you will want to do in your wedding planning process. So DocuSign or HelloSign or EasySign, you can sign all of your contracts on your phone with your finger, email them back or put them in Dropbox. Or if you use Zapier, there's a third party app that will zap your PDFs to your Dropbox. And then if you share it with your vendors. And so that's another way of getting around the whole printing, faxing, whatever. And then the other thing is passwords. Whenever you're getting married, you're creating a lot of passwords. And what most Americans do is we make all the passwords the same.
We were just talking about this.
So Shell's pretty good about it. I am terrible. If somebody figured out my one password, you could like
I know your one.
I know it.
You could like unlock my chastity belt. Yeah, like so, at this point, it's all.
That happened to me.
Okay, so I need to do that.
I was going to show you guys. Like these are.
I use 1Pass.
So we use 1Password.
That's what I use.
It's the app called 1Password. And it encrypts. Okay. It encrypts.
Told you.
I promise you, my identity was stolen about 3 years ago. And when your name is your company and you're making very large purchases, I'm talking 50K plus for clients, and your stuff is held in customs because you have identity theft, and that's how I found out. It was thousands of dollars and several attorneys later that I actually was able to get it back, like get my name back. And still to this day, I deal with credit issues because of it. So when people tell me, I like my clients come in and I see their computers and I'm like, 5 minutes, we need to fix a few things. We need to get a few things straight and then we'll talk about your wedding. So not only do I provide the process of helping them and educating them through the wedding planning and using psychology for the design, is when I see an opportunity to teach someone a better way to do something, I earn their trust. And then they're so cute. They'll come back and they're like, Ange, I've got my entire office on Dropbox. And I've got my, can you come and do a session now and colorize everybody and teach them? Which is how I started consulting. I mean, it's just one thing led to another thing that led to another
thing. That's so great.
Listen to what your clients want.
Yeah. You find the need.
Yeah. And you fill it.
Yeah. And thank you. I was actually literally going to say, can you tell some brides and grooms out there some things they should do here?
Yes.
So repeat.
Those
Dropbox.
Google Drive. HelloSign.
DocuSign.
We use HelloSign because it's, I think, the cheapest.
Oh, really?
DocuSign, HelloSign. I think SignEasy is free. Adobe Sign. Mm-hmm. I mean, they all do the same thing. And then a password app.
1Password.
That encrypts.
That we both recommend 1Password. Yes. I love 1Pass. Yes.
And that isn't free. 90% of the stuff we use
is free.
No, you pay
for it.
But now,
that's something you need to pay for. That's your fucking life.
It's your life.
That's identity theft.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Like, trust me.
1Pass, guys.
Yeah.
Awesome. I want to like consult with you. I wish.
Well, we did want to know, like, so now you've signed, they've paid, your clients have paid a deposit. They're getting married in a year. Mm-hmm. They have some big ideas. Mm-hmm. I wanted you to talk about like Nashville wedding.
Yeah.
What makes Nashville weddings they are.
Yeah.
The big over the top Southern hospitality, all that stuff. But then also like taking a client from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Your method for that.
Yeah.
Because you can't be meeting with them every week face to face.
Hell no. We have a strategy and a process and you either fit into it or you don't. And if you don't, there's the door. So I'm very upfront with my clients. So I have a team. It's not just me. I'm not a one woman show. I am very busy. They will see me in different countries on different days at different times. I'm like, your wedding planning is not about me. It's about the team of people that we build together.
Because sometimes when people get planners where they have a face and like, oh, we're working with Angela Prophet. They expect when they email that you're going to respond to every email
and
that you're going to show up for their cake tasting and you're going to be the one that does whatever, their boudoir shoot.
Yep. So we make that very clear on the front end. I say there are four things that I do and that's only the four things that I do. And then certain team members take care of certain things. And so And again, because most of our clients don't live in Nashville, we have to have a very fine line strategy. So, and I'll share that with you. But Nashville is very hospitable. And not only is it like a great place because people are nice, the food's great, it's really more about location in the United States. So Nashville is pretty easy to get to, and the airlines and the airfare and the airport and the traffic related to downtown is really good. We actually, I'm in a networking group called the Entrepreneur Organization. It's the only group that I stay in because I give value, but I get value. And so our tourism management department, Bud, who of course it's like a country name, Bud, he's a wonderful CEO, and it was actually a 10-year branding plan for Nashville. And a lot of people don't know that. Nashville did not just become the it city because we have country music and rock music here and food. It was a strategy, and yeah, it was actually a 10-year branding strategy. So
to make it a destination.
Yep. Yep.
It's the number one wedding destination city yep. now, which I was like, what? I did not know that.
This year. Yeah. Yeah. And bachelorette parties.
Yes.
And so it's like, because Nashville, it is affordable. We're not like LA rates or no, and not New York, not yet. But there are some things that, again, if you want the quality that you're used to and you're bringing all these people who have these very high expectations, you have to be able to meet that. And so that's what makes Nashville Nashville, is because people, you know, are nice. It's still affordable. People will tell you how it is, but be really nice about it. Like, bless your heart, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And
but there's like a sincerity.
100%.
To build it up.
Yep.
In the like idea to do it. And then also those of you that were actively.
Yeah.
Part of it.
Yeah.
And that Southern hospitality.
Yeah, it really is. And what makes Nashville so unique now in the last, I don't know, ever since we got that show called Nashville.
Yeah, we were just talking about that over here.
And then also Pickler and Ben is syndicating in different languages in other countries. So it's a really big deal for Nashville.
Yeah.
And people are moving here from LA that are in the film industry and yeah. the music industry. And they're like, oh my God, this is so nice. People leave us alone. So it's a very normal, down to earth environment, and people are actually pretty respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say that is changing a little bit.
Yes, I notice. We're mm-hmm. driving through areas that are like, I don't know whether to be scared or say, look at those fabulous new condos over there. I'm like, this is so weird.
Mm-hmm. We have more cranes in yes. any state in the United States right now. So it's a big growth. It's a good problem for as a business owner. You know, we try to put a positive spin on it. It's really good for the economy. It does bring challenges. It does bring traffic.
It does
bring a price increase to some things.
At 6:30 last night on a Thursday night, there was no traffic no. coming out of the airport. I was like, where's the traffic?
Yeah. You're like, where am I? Did I land in a desert?
Dorothy, where are we? We're not in the Bay Area anymore. There's no traffic. There's a little traffic, but it was nothing.
Yeah. But like Nashville weddings, people, it's just not one day. It's usually an entire weekend, a family celebration. So 90% of our clients hire us for an entire experience. It's not just one day. It's a welcome party with welcome drinks, awesome welcome boxes with all kinds of Nashville stuff. And just really, again, branding that couple around what their heritage is and then bringing it into Nashville and then having a rehearsal dinner and having an after party and then the wedding and then the brunch. And then we help do all of the airport back and forth with, because hotels here don't have shuttles. So we typically help coordinate that just to make it easier for people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's, people love Nashville, you know, because of that. And then what was the other question? Well, I forgot.
working with the clients. So you said there's four things that
right,
you're going
to
do.
So for us, what we do is once they have a venue, which we'll set the appointments up if they, but we don't go, you either walk in and you like it or you don't.
Yeah.
Every once in a while we have clients that are like, I need you, this happened last week. I need you to go to these two and tell us like, talk me through here, because they only know what they've ever seen. They don't know how to think outside of the box. And
yeah.
that's usually why they're hiring us. And so we will go and say, well, we could do this and this and this, or over here we can, and then they choose. Then we do something called a design day. We spend the whole day together. Sometimes it's 10 hours. Mm-hmm. And we meet with our entire design team. We go over, we come up with some ideas for a floor plan. We look at flowers, linens. We do a tasting, depending on where the venue is. I won't even get into our crazy liquor license here. Sometimes we taste wine and things, you know, with the food.
Yeah.
And then if they want to go to
that's one day on the calendar that you plan dedicated to
all
one
them.
Couple.
All them.
Okay. That, they know they're getting that when they book you.
Yep. That's half of what I do is create that experience. Some people want to go to some of the different warehouses in town to see some of the props, the furniture, the drapes. So we ask, like, would you prefer to do that? Do you want to get in the car with us? Or do you just want to go to our office and look at pictures on the TV? And we have about 50-50. Some people are like, I'm too effing busy. That's why I'm hiring you. Just give me some choices and some pictures. I'm good. And then some other people, they're really more into it and they want to see everything. Like, they want to sit on it and touch it and feel it before they pay for it. So then we look at paper. So we really make a day out of the big stuff.
Yeah.
And I am evaluating how they are looking, how their body language is, how they're communicating, when their eyes light up, when they don't. Because I'm like, today's fun day. Tell me everything you want. I'm going to put some numbers to it. Give me a month. Then we do a priority day. So, which is usually more of a half day where we go through, and typically this is on Skype or Zoom because our clients don't live here, and we go through and educate them, and then we figure out where their money wants to go. Because these people, they don't know. It's like, oh, I like this and this and this and this, but how much does it cost?
Yeah.
You know, so then I go through and educate them, and then a lot of times they're like, you know, what do you, like, bang for the buck? And, you know, I'm like, your guests probably aren't going to notice this, but, you know. What's important to you? So we identify what their priorities are and where they want to spend their money. And every single client is different. We never have one that's just alike. Then after that, they make some decisions. They pay their retainers. Typically, we have a card on file. Amanda takes care of all of that.
Yeah.
She is our communications guru, director, does all the emails, all the scheduling, all the budgets, all the stuff that A, I don't want to do.
Amanda is busy.
Yep. B, I'm not good at it. So I tell the clients that, like, you are communicating with her. If you need something, let her know. I'm not going to answer my phone. It needs to be a scheduled phone call. We do have boundaries. When I'm with you 100%. Mm. And so what I'm doing with you today is what I do with a lot of other people, or I do it with businesses who hire me to come in and consult them. So I'm 100% immersed in you. And so, so they understand the boundaries up front that they can't just call. You know, I do prefer to have things in writing, but sometimes things are very emotional. So that's why I hate email. Mm. So it's only factual in email. We have email rules around that. And I tell them, like, you can email us as much as you want, but we're very thorough in all of our meetings and we charge by the hour. So we will schedule a phone call and we'll answer everything at once. So I don't do this back and forth email. We're not an email jail. And so after all the retainers are made, like, if you have a year, we may not talk for 5 or 6 months.
Yeah.
We check
middle
in.
Middle time where it's like, you've done all the work and now let's circle back to 2 months out.
Yep. So then about 45 days before the wedding, we get the invitations out, and a lot of that stuff is all done, you know, through, and we have a vendor that does all of that with us. And then, so there's a lot that goes back and forth through email. But again, I have a team that handles that. So I'm not so much the day-to-day. It's just the design. How do you want to spend your money? That's it on the front end. And then on the back end, 45 days before, then we do another meeting, which I like to fit it all in one day if possible. Some people, they're like, I cannot do another marathon. How do you do this every day? I don't do it every day. I would never do more than 2 in a week.
Yeah.
Because that next day, we have to sit down as a design team and as a planning team and do all this behind the scenes work to price
to
it all out.
Implement everything you Absolutely. Said you wanted. Yeah.
Build a floor plan, all that. So then at the final vendor meeting, we build the timeline together and we go through and make sure that nothing's changed, which it always does. And then I oversee and make sure that all the rental orders and everything gets updated. So I've had a great intern program. And so I've taught a lot of girls how to do this process so that it allows me to free up my time to go do other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is you're educating me a lot right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
Well, it's impressive because of the systems, but I think what's underlying everything is that the reason you have all these systems is because it's like, I'm assuming, been trial and error to get to where you are now.
100%.
You know, like, this is easiest for me.
Yeah.
This makes me the most successful, or makes me a good person and not a crazy person, that I have it scheduled out this way.
Yep.
It's almost like you can wake up on a design day and like take a deep breath and get your head in the space that's like, we're going to do this.
Yep.
Today I'm going to do this, but then the next day might be you're going over budget spreadsheets all day and numbers and calculators and you have to change your mind, and then you've scheduled a trip and then you schedule a day off. I mean, because even with us, we're going to do an episode on your podcast.
Yes.
And it's like a crossover.
Excited.
And with Michelle and I, we're going back and forth. Like, when can you do it? She's on Pacific time. I'm on Mountain time. Our interview's in New York. When are we going to do this? And then we're putting it up, and we're always a couple weeks ahead, but we're never 8 months ahead. Yeah. And I was like telling Michelle, Angela wants to interview with us, and are you available on this day in a couple weeks? Because I had gotten an email from your girl Amanda, who said, like, we do all our podcast recording in one day and then schedule it out for the several months after that.
Yep.
So for us, that's like, we're weird. We've never, we couldn't do that because we're scheduling around like when we're picking up our kids, and like, we couldn't ever say like, we're going to do 7 hours and bang it out, and then we'll have 7 weeks of podcast. Well, but it makes sense with everything you've got going that it would make sense that, not that you just do it this way, but I guess what I'm trying to say is that you there's a rhyme and a reason.
Totally.
Like, you figured out the code.
Yes.
Just streamlining.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is
time
what works
blocking.
Best. But it wasn't this way when you started. You
oh,
had
God,
to.
No. Hell no.
Like,
hell
figure no. out how to get there.
Yes. This is something that not only with wedding planning, but every business, every lifestyle, just to really streamline, to set things up in the beginning. It takes a lot of work to get all that stuff on the cloud, or however, whatever you want to call it. But then you've got a system.
Yeah.
And then you have a little more peace in life.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and you can even whittle that down and zoom in right on the wedding planning process for those listening, and say how we say, take your wedding breaks and only talk about wedding planning from this time to this time.
Wedding Wednesdays.
Yeah. Wedding Wednesdays, you know, and like, talk to people about something else other than the fact that you're just getting married. And here's what's happening recently with my wedding plans.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I need to go take a nap now.
Like, time blocking his, well, and I had a mentor, what really changed my life from a business, because I didn't go to school for that. Like, it's really when I went through a program called Catalyst. It was like getting an accelerated MBA, but for half the price. Mm. It was an 18-month program to teach you how to work on your business, not in your business.
Mm.
And so that really did change my life, because I had great mentors who were much older and successful. And they started challenging me and asking me, like, how are you making money and how are you charging and how? And I'm like, I don't know. There's money always in the bank. And they're like, Angela, you work way too hard and way too much, and you're going to get burnt out. And so for a whole year, one of my coaches was like, I want you to color code your calendar and put every single thing you do. And I'm like, I can't do that. And he's like, then I'm going to fire you. Yeah. And no one's ever said that to me. And I was like, oh my God. So that's why it's like my calendar now. And the whole point, I'll show you guys.
I saw it too. I'm like,
but the whole point is for balance. And a lot of us in this industry, what brings us happiness is not money. It's people and making people happy. So whenever we look at a week, which normally it's like, you know, looking on the big computer. So from Sunday
all
to Sunday,
blocked.
It's like red is meetings, things I have to do. Orange, or whatever color you want to call it, is like personal me time. Green is billable time behind the scenes, and blue are things that we do at home. But the whole point is to see your profit for that week. And also, most importantly, personally, what are you doing for you and your family?
Mm.
And so if you would have looked at my calendar years ago, prior to my dad and my sister getting sick, it was like all red. My dad's like, honey, you can always make more money, but you can't buy time, and time's precious. And right now it's priceless to us.
Mm.
And so, you know, being there for him and taking him to his treatments and being, I mean, I could have never have done that with a 9-to-5 job, and I couldn't have done it without a team either. So a lot of us, I'm a control freak. Mm. I mean, I am for a gazillion reasons, but to grow your business, to be one person doing everything, it can be really overwhelming.
Yeah.
And so I work with people, they're like, I can't afford it. I'm like, if you want to grow, you can't afford not to do that.
Mm.
So sitting down and figuring out, how to make ends meet. I mean, I would rather have my gold right hand than like go to Starbucks, you know, like,
yeah,
it's like, which one do you want? Yeah. It's like, let's choose here. Where are your priorities? And there's some other mentors, you know, Tony Robbins teaches some of these types of things, but it's the mentors and the coaches over the years that have taught me and led me into thinking about having a different mindset. So for me, I mean, in a lot of girls I coach, they're like, you're not married, you don't have kids. I'm like, nah, I'm not, but like, I'm kind of my mom's mom, and I foster four kids with my sister. Her oldest lives with me full time. I homeschool the kid.
Oh, you, you do? Know?
Yeah. And it, but it's awesome. I mean, I'm so excited that she can have that opportunity, and she's learning about the company. And she, the other day, she's like, you're doing a good job being a part-time mom, I guess. And she's like, if you died, who gets your company? Like, she literally said that. I'm like, what? And she's like, well, I see that you have like this notebook, which it is a notebook, because it's a whole estate planning thing that I've been going through.
You're doing that.
We change it every year.
Yeah.
And with her mom, she doesn't know this, but, you know, she's not going to be around for much longer. And so my brother and I, you know, talk about custody with the kids and what will happen. And we go through it every year, and it's the end of the year, and it's that time of year. So that's why it's sitting out.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was going through, and you just, you talk about life. You know? And so it's like, I am so, people are like, you're so lucky, you're so blessed. I'm like, no, this was a strategy. This was intentional. And I am exactly where I am because I made it happen.
Good for
Not
you, girl.
Because I like pray every night that, you know, things work out.
Yes.
I do like to read my, another thing, Brad's, there's another app where you can read your horoscope. The Daily Horoscope app.
Okay.
I'm an app fiend. Yeah. So every day I try to read that so that if something negative comes up, or like how to channel that, how to deal with it, how to take a step back, how to assess it. I really, some people think I'm weird, but I believe in that stuff. You know, I believe everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, I mean, it's a way to check in the same way that somebody might pray or write down what they're grateful for, like a way to check in. And then I think people who look for signs or see signs or like that, I didn't know what to do. And then I was driving along and I just like, it occurred to me, if you're somebody that is receptive, then there can be a lot of meaning in those answers. But the answer was always there, right? You just needed something to be like, yes, confirmed. And sometimes that might be what's on your app.
Yep.
And for you, like, you, if you schedule everything out and you're a control freak and you're type A and you have systems in place.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to think there's also like a universe out there. Like, yes, you got yourself, it was a conscious series of decisions that got you where you are, but it also helps if, I don't know, you have a broader idea of things.
Things don't always go as planned, people. So you got to be flexible. So
do you think couples are like, couples might want to hire you because they've heard of you, or they're because their sister hired you, but then when they begin the process and they haven't signed yet and you do whatever those interactions are, do you think couples sometimes are like, I don't know if like find you intimidating, or like, oh, if we're going to say yes to her and hire her, we're going to have to do it her way. And that, does that like make it, you know, make
an impact?
I think
so. I think it actually is the opposite, where they, it's a feel good thing because they're so overwhelmed and they don't know who to listen to at this point because everyone is giving them advice. But what I tell them is, that's funny, so-and-so is giving you advice when they've never been married. And they're like, well, you've never been married. I'm like, well, actually, I was married when I was 20 for like a hot second. And then he went off to the military. And I'm like, I didn't sign up for this. But I don't call that a real marriage. But in working with couples and so many different personalities, like, you have to learn how to be respectful and be flexible. And in fact, if someone thinks it's intimidating, like, almost don't want to work with them. Most people come in and they really appreciate the fact that
I'm really blunt
and it's like, no, you're not fucking doing that. Like, that's stupid money. We have smart money. We have stupid money. We're not doing that. Now, if you really want to spend your money and just go down the highway and like throw it out, that's fine. We can do that. But, and I mean, I have some people that say, no, I want every flower arrangement to be $3,000 a table. And I'm like, okay, not, they're going to die, but whatever. And then I have other people that, you know, 90% of my clients, they really appreciate that. And they know that they're paying for the experience and the bluntness and the education. It's funny, though, vendors in the area, though, like my girls will go to networking events. I don't have time to really do it anymore. I don't need to really get out. You know, they're out there trying to figure it out. And I'm like, I'm over here, you know, trying to grow business and like take over this empire of like trying to help people. And so they're like, oh, you work with Angela? Like, they're like, I'm like, I'm the nicest person ever.
Yeah,
like, I don't understand why people are like, oh, that must be hard. She has to be perfect. And well, she's such a perfection. And I'm like, there's so much shit that happens behind the scenes at these weddings, though. And we've started sharing some stuff on Insta Story because it disappears. But nothing is perfect, people. It's the perception. And we do sell perfection. Your wedding better damn near be perfect. And let me tell you, if it's an outdoor wedding, we're going to have a backup plan. Even when the flood happened, we had 8 events that month that we completely had to redo. But my job as the planner / therapist was calm down. We will get all the flights rebooked. We will get you a new venue. You are marrying your best friend. Our world and Mother Nature is doing something to us that I cannot control. Mm. I can control a lot, but I cannot control the weather.
Right.
So you're going to have to work with me and you're going to have to calm down. And what about this? And what about that? I was like, you got to calm down. Mm-hmm. There's a bigger force and a bigger power that is in power. And yeah. I can't be that powered out, you know? So it's like, bring it back down. And it's not about controlling things because I'm a control freak. It's about controlling things for an experience because I know the outcome. Does that make sense? Actually don't want to control anything because that's not my personality.
Yeah.
And I'm not a control freak in my personal life. They're like, you know, my last boyfriend's like, what do you want to do? I'm like, don't ask me what I want to do. I plan for people all day long. Like, I don't give a shit. I just want to hang out.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't do that. I mean, everything has a place and I'm super clean and OCD about that, but I'm real flexible and you kind of have to be in this industry to be happy.
Well, that is, I think, a good place to wrap it.
I can't
tell you.
We could keep talking.
I walked in not knowing what to expect.
Did I answer
this interview?
All your questions?
You did. You did. We don't, we try to have a little outline, but it just,
it's there because sometimes a guest might like answer questions in a really short, like, yep, I've done that. And then we'll be like, tell us about.
Tell me more. Yeah.
Or when you're just like, oh, what's the next thing? What else did I say was on here?
But I'm like, what else was on that list?
I mean, now that we see your calendar, we appreciate even more that you had time to meet with us. It's but okay. Also, we'll link to everything that we talked about. I include all the show notes. So if you're listening and you want to check out anything that we mentioned, I'll try to get everything in there and these apps that we talked about and like best practices. But remember, no matter what, if you're going to hire a planner, remember that you have to trust that planner.
Yes.
That's part of what you're buying. And
if they're experienced.
Experience and read the contracts carefully. And what else?
Fine print.
Yeah.
Dropbox, OnePass, Google Sheets.
I'll include all those things.
Yeah. Angela Profit. People can find you on Instagram at Angela Profit. 2 F's, 2 T's.
Yeah.
And your podcast is Weddings Unveiled, which is for the wedding industry professionals.
Absolutely.
Celebrity Wedding Planner. Check her out. Angela Profit. What's your website, Angela?
AngelaProfit.com.
AngelaProfit.com. It's all Angela Profit.
I had a really good branding coach.
Yeah. FFTT, Angela Profit. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies.
For having us here, and we love Nashville. We're having a lot of fun so far. It hasn't even been 24 hours.
You're going to love it.
Oh, shit. Christy, do our outro right here in front of me. Do it.
I don't have all the stuff, but the Big Wedding Planning Podcast at gmail.com. Instagram, the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. Twitter, TBWP Podcast. Facebook, the Big Wedding Planning Podcast or TBWP Podcast. Those are both pull up. And Patreon, if we're helpful, Patreon/The Big Wedding Planning Podcast and become a patron. Help support us so we can keep doing this. And we also have a phone number. Call and leave a message. We'll answer it on Yawa.
415-723-1625. Give us a call.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Happy planning, everybody.
Bye.
Love you, show, Christy. Bye.